13-pound baby that was born.
Wow.
Over the weekend. 13 pounds. We're assuming it was a C-section.
I really hope so.
So, Gina, how big is your baby right now?
3 pounds.
3 pounds.
And so, you're due in December, so yeah. Unless there's some crazy growth spurt.
Yeah.
Imagine if you had four of them in there.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a Monday morning tradition, the Woody and Jim joke off. Here's what the critics are saying. I'm sorry. Critics, not crickets. I think actually they say the same thing.
Yeah.
We tell bad jokes. First person to laugh loses. All right, Jim, kick us off.
Woody, the man who invented throat lozenges died last week.
No.
There was no coffin at the funeral.
Jim, I used to be a garbage man, but I got fired for trash talking.
Oh.
Woody, humans are the only species that would cut down trees, make paper out of them, and then write, "Save the trees" on it.
That's actually very observant. It's very true. Jim, for her birthday, I took my girlfriend out to an orchard, and we stared at trees for a couple hours.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, that was not the Apple Watch she was hoping for.
Cheaper.
No laugh, but a little applause.
A frugal clap.
Yeah. Right.
You ready for this one?
Yes.
Not sure if my sister knows any geography, but Alaska. It's terrible.
Okay, well, I think I have something on par with that.
All right.
Jim, why couldn't the jalapeno pepper practice archery?
I don't know.
He didn't have an arrow.
Oh.
That was better.
I don't know.
Woody, my daughter said she doesn't know what Armageddon means.
Really?
I said, it's not the end of the world.
Cute. Jim, I heard that icy was a really easy word to spell. But looking at it, I see why.
Mm.
I accidentally rubbed ketchup in my eyes. Now I have hindsight.
Almost.
I got a little smile.
Almost. Jim, why was 6 afraid of 7?
I don't know.
Because 7 is a very scary movie with Morgan Freeman and Brad Pitt. What's in the box?
I did not see that coming. I did not see that coming.
I knew you were waiting for
as
like,
a guy because, who loves movies. Yeah. That was that like
7, 8, 9.
Yeah, because 7, 8, 9.
That's what I was waiting for.
That's the standard joke, but there was a little switcheroo there.
That's good.
That's a good joke. If you're a movie nerd like me, I like it.
What's in the box?
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Something to think about before you purchase your next car. I guess they did a study about what cars are most likely to be pooped on by birds.
Oh, apparently, they have a favorite?
Yeah, they say dark-colored cars, especially brown ones, get pooped on more.
Okay.
They say freshly washed cars because they're shiny, and I guess sometimes the bird will see their own reflection in the car and think it's a rival bird. And apparently that's how they scare away rivals, is to poop on them.
Oh, that makes sense.
So,
what a cruel irony.
Yeah.
You wash your car, and then it makes makes birds poop on it.
Yeah.
Remember, my mom used to park under a tree and get bird poop on it all the time, so she hung like a plastic owl thinking that would scare the birds away.
Oh, yeah.
But the birds ended up pooping on the plastic owl, too.
They're like, yeah, we'll show you.
Yeah, it worked out really well.
So the downtown Nashville skyline will look a little bit different if you go by this morning. A giant helicopter over the weekend removed the giant Regions and WeWork signs from the side of one of our larger buildings, what I call the R2-D2 building.
Right.
Shaped that way.
That's a good point.
Yeah, so the helicopter came and just hauled those signs away.
Yeah, if you're wondering how they do that, it's a helicopter.
Could you imagine being like on the street watching that happen? I'd be so... That's an episode of Nashville 911. There you go.
Oh, I know. Oh.
They're writing that down right now.
A giant sign dropped on me that says, "This show is terrible."
So it's the winter of La Nina, which is like every every other year or so. There's like La Nina winters, which make it warmer. Winter's warmer.
Right, as opposed to, what is it? El Nino.
El Nino, yeah. El okay. Nina and El Nino. I'm not Spanish, so I apologize. But what that means for Nashville and for Tennessee, we're going to have some above average winter, but it's Tennessee, so you can expect that not to be the case. Yeah. No weather to change.
Yeah, just whatever.
It
yeah.
could radically change every just, 5 yeah. minutes.
Go outside and figure it out yourself.
Yeah. Touch the grass. It's Columbus Day or Indigenous Peoples Day, whichever way, whichever side you're on.
Yeah.
Which is Monday, if nothing changed for you.
Yeah, like us.
Yeah. Used to be Columbus Day for the long time, and then people said, well, he wasn't a very good guy. It's all of a sudden like realizing that, you know, Bill Cosby discovered America.
So. Yeah, it just gets awkward.
Yeah. But it is Monday. How was our weekend, y'all?
Mine was exciting.
Yeah.
We had a bunch of trees in our backyard that had died because of storms and stuff.
Yeah.
And Tyler the tree feller. Came and took the trees down and then ground them up.
Ooh, that must have been cool to watch.
Yeah, that's
it was
fun.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, I was thinking about, like, hey, I'll invite my neighbors $10 to come watch.
Yeah,
yeah,
come
tree watching party.
Watch it destroy things.
Oh, it was cool. Fun. Timber.
Yeah, that's fun.
It was cool.
That's great.
What about you guys?
I was kind of down for the count on Saturday. I did not feel good. So I just laid on the couch and watched football all day. And then yesterday we went to church, had a baby shower, watched the Seahawks win, and then watched the Mariners win. It was a great weekend for Seattle sports.
It was, yeah. It was good.
Sucked for Nashville, but it was good for you.
Yeah, but it was good for me, so that's what matters.
America and Nashville's wonderful reaction to 911 Nashville that took television to the next level of sucking.
Thing, and I am a Nashville native, and I'm going to tell you, I have never been more cringe in my life. I don't know about anybody other Nashvillians. Anyone else feel the same way? Because I'm watching to see what they do next. Opera Mills, maybe?
Yep. Oh, it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
We were talking about this off the air, where I bet there's people are going to have viewing parties, you know, where they take a shot when something really stupid happens.
Oh, they have to.
Yeah.
Sure.
And they'll have to call an ambulance by that. They'll have to call real 911 at the end of it to help people that have passed out.
Follow Woody and Jim Show on TikTok and also on Facebook. We posted a video of us watching the first episode in the scene in which the little girl in Centennial Park is flying a kite and then is held like 100 feet in the air because the kite has carried her into
it's
the sky.
Sucked up like, you know, Mary Poppins
and
into the air.
And she is like flying back and she's getting whipped.
It's the silliest thing you've ever seen. I was showing it to, like, I was showing it to my wife. We went out to dinner on Friday night and then, like, she's laughing so hard. And then our waiter's coming out like, let me see that. Like, oh, it's from that Nashville 911 show. And then he's like, oh my God.
People are loving it for all the wrong reasons.
Oh, yeah. This girl's talking about the kite scene.
I just got to say, that was some of the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my life. If they wanted to be authentic, they could have gotten the nice homeless man that sits outside of the Starbucks over there all the time. I gave him hot chocolate one time and he told me he didn't like it. So I never gave him anything again. That would have been more authentic than the freaking kite.
Yeah. Also, I've never seen that many people in Centennial Park. I don't think I've ever seen, and they would not allow a pony or a unicorn there.
And they show the girl getting sucked up in the air, and then somebody has a hat that's not moving.
Yeah.
Like, how windy is it? She's been raptured. Now she's back.
Yeah.
There's an apologist here who, I mean, she does make a point that it's not supposed to be realistic.
I know that is cheesy on purpose, and everyone knows that stuff will never happen. Like, my husband is watching it, and he's like, this is horrible. I'm never watching this show again. I was like, that's the point. Like, I'm dying with the tornado scene. Someone just commented this on my post and I was cackling because I felt the exact same way. And I was like, she was like, do they not follow Nash Severe Weather on Twitter? And I was like,
no.
They would know not to go to a scene. They have a theater during a tornado warning.
It's almost like when you have these like pop or rap artists who want to make a country album.
Yeah.
And they think like, oh, okay, as long as I have like a guitar in there.
I know what you like.
Yeah. So it's like, you're not like, how about you immerse yourself into like the culture that is Nashville and Tennessee, and you know, you might come up with some really good storylines.
Yeah. Like something interesting.
There's things like the car that ran into the woman's ceiling. That's up the street from my house.
It came off careening off the road and crashed into the roof.
In her roof, in her bedroom. Like that's a legit story.
That's real life, and it's interesting.
The writers are sitting there writing that down right now. That will be in like 8 episodes. Yeah. That'll be on that show.
As opposed to the Pedal Tavern that flipped over and they had to be saved by a stripper that was dressed like a fireman.
Right.
It's a pretty cool story about a little kid knowing what to do in an emergency. I guess a 10-year-old girl in Texas is being called a hero because she saved her 7-year-old brother's life. They were on a trampoline, and the boy did what most smart kids do, started eating candy while they were jumping up and down on the trampoline.
Oh, my.
And obviously started choking. She knew how to do the Heimlich maneuver and saved his life. And her mom, who teaches CPR, is very proud.
I'm so proud of my kid. She's always been an exceptional kid. She is one of those kids that she's just so mature for her age.
I love that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
Some kids are like that.
Yeah.
Like she's going to grow up and be in charge of something.
Yeah, no kidding.
Just know it already. Yeah.
This Mood Boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to WOW in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro.
Totally Hits 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jim Show. It is Gender Wars time. We have Mark in Nashville for the guys. We have Samantha in Thompson Station for the ladies. Good morning, y'all.
Hi.
Good morning.
All right. Good luck to both of you. We have a Get Acquainted question to warm up with.
Samantha, what's something people might be surprised to learn about you?
That I've been on Gender Wars.
Oh, you are an experienced veteran player.
Ah,
okay. All right. And what about you, Mark? Something that might surprise people to learn about you.
I'm a certified scuba diver.
Ooh, that's cool.
Really? Wow.
I am.
Is there a whole lot of scuba diving in Middle Tennessee?
Well, I was certified a while back. I've not been in a while.
So. Oh, okay. All right. You each have a screw you can use if you get in trouble. You can use that to make your opponent answer your question.
Here we go. Samantha, multiple choice is how we start. In the Indiana Jones movies, does Indy famously hate bugs, snakes, or birds?
Snakes
is right. Good job.
All right, Mark. Is former boy band member Nick Lachey the host of Love Island, Love is Blind, or The Bachelor?
Love is Blind.
Yes.
Wow, well
nice
done.
Job.
Good job.
All tied up.
Okay, Samantha. What defensive baseball player is in the position between second and third base on the field?
Shortstop.
Nice.
Yes.
Okay.
You guys are on fire.
Mark, because you're worth it is the slogan of what cosmetics company?
Maybelline.
No. Oh. L'Oreal.
You said it with confidence.
Yeah, you did. I had to double check.
We started questioning ourselves.
Okay. You got a 2-1 lead there, Samantha. If you get the most one right, it's all over. What do they call the foam on top of a freshly poured beer?
Oh, screw.
Screw, okay. Your chance to pop right back into it there, Mark. What do they call the foam on top of a freshly poured beer?
The head.
The head.
Nice.
The head. Right.
And just like that, Mark has tied it up.
Yeah.
And has a chance to win it.
Woohoo!
Nobody puts baby in the corner is a line from what famous chick flick?
Oh, that's Dirty Dancing.
It is Dirty Dancing.
Wow, you come from behind.
Ooh, big come from behind win for you, Mark. Congratulations.
I'm a winner.
You are a winner. We're going to give you a certificate that says that. We're also going to hook you up with tickets to an early screening of Emma Stone's latest movie, Begonia. Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
All sports fans are a little superstitious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, Gina, you've taken it to the next level.
Maybe. Yeah.
Now, you were a big fan of Seattle sports.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you're from.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. Big fan of the Mariners. They've made it to the ALCS for the first time in 24 years. So
yes.
It's huge. And on Friday, they were playing Game 5 of the ALDS to get them into the ALCS.
Right, and it was tied up after the end of regulation, and it kept going and going and going.
I was up for 20 hours that day.
Wow.
But the Mariners were in the lead by the time my husband got home.
Uh-huh.
And then the, who were they playing? Came back and tied it up.
The Tigers.
Yes, the Tigers. Yeah. Thank you. And I was like, Landon, you need to go. Like, go, you need to go take a shower. You need to go somewhere because...
Wait, he came in the room and the other team started doing well.
Yes.
So it was obviously his fault.
Yes, absolutely. And he was like, come on. And he's played baseball, so he should know.
Yes.
No, he was like, he's like, I'm not, no, whatever. So then I think it became inning 11 and I was like, okay, you really need to go now. And he's like, why? I was like, because I want to go to sleep. I'm tired. I've been up since 4.
If you don't leave, this game's going to go forever.
It's going to go on forever.
Yes.
So he was like, okay. So he went and took a shower. The Mariners scored. Okay.
While he was out of the room.
While he was out of the room.
Proving you right.
He came back and I was like, no. You seriously have to go. Yeah. Just go finish watching it in the bedroom. Like, go somewhere else.
Take one for the team and get out.
Yes, come on. And no, he sat down. He's stubborn. Sat down and watched the rest of the game. And the Mariners ended up winning. So Maybe it wasn't all Landon.
It wasn't all his fault.
Yeah. Yes. But I think it runs in the family because I guess my brother did the same thing to my sister's stepson who was outside. And he came inside. And my brother was like, no, dude, you got to stay outside. Mariners were winning when you were out there.
I love that we're also superstitious enough to think we have somehow have something to do with the outcome.
I know.
Yeah. I still have a friend who blames me for the Titans' loss in the Super Bowl 25 years ago. I called him at halftime and said, hey, I still think they could come back. And he said, oh, you're going to jinx them now. There's no comeback because you said that. And they didn't come back and win. They almost did.
Only Kevin Dyson's arm could have been a foot longer.
But it was my fault because I called him and talked about it for a second.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I do. I am. I'm like, okay, where was my hand placed on my head when they scored? And like, holding my belly longer? Yeah. Oh.
Nothing freaky about that.
No.
And all makes like, perfect sense.
I'm a Christian too, so I'm pretty sure superstition is like very against Christianity. But for whatever reason, it's got me in a chokehold. So there you go.
About 2.5 weeks till Halloween.
Yay.
And Gina, you went through that dilemma I think all of us go through when we're at the store and we see the Halloween display.
Yes. Yeah. I love Halloween. I love handing out Halloween candy to all my neighbors. And I was walking down the aisle. I'm like, should I buy it now? You know, is it too early? But it kind of looked like it was on sale. I'm like, you know, if I get it now, then I'll probably eat it. So is it really for me or is it for the kids? You know, so screw it. I'm buying it. And now I have an excuse if I eat it, you know, like, oh, wow, I was craving it, pregnancy cravings.
Right.
So I kind of had an out. So I went ahead and I bought 2 bags. One was chocolate. One was like sweets and gummies and stuff.
Okay.
So I came home and about half of it is gone at this point, and I bought it on Friday, I think.
Oh, all right.
So my husband was like, did you buy this for us or the trick-or-treaters? Because, of course, I open up the bags and I put them in a bowl already, you know, like for me to just casually
just eat. To give the appearance that it's for the trick-or-treaters.
Exactly. So, he asked a very good question, like, who'd you buy this for? And I was like, the trick-or-treaters. And he was like, we're not going to be here for Halloween. We're going to be at a wedding in his hometown. And I was like, yeah. Yeah.
So you better get rid of it now.
Yeah. He's like, so I guess it's for us. I think he was... honestly asking if he could eat it if he could eat it.
Right.
So I was
he wasn't trying to shame you.
No.
He was trying to join you.
You wanted to be a co-conspirator.
Yes. Yeah. Because he loves gummies just as much as I do. So yeah, we.
It's okay.
I caved.
You're just being honest about it. The rest of us are going to try to kid ourselves and say that it is for the trick-or-treaters. And then we'll have
for the children.
Go buy it again about 2 days before trick-or-treat time because we've eaten it.
And you know what? Maybe I'll go to a dollar store and get some little Halloween baggies and put some candy in there for all of his like nieces and nephews. I've thought about doing that.
And bringing it with you on your trip?
Yes, but it is an 8-hour car ride, and I have cravings, so that might be dangerous.
How many of those little bags will be left by the time you got there?
I know. I'm like, do I just not even try? Like,
none. None of them.
The intention
will be left.
Was there.
I would congratulate yourself just for thinking of that. I'm going to do unto others nicely. I won't ever do it, but I'm just going to congratulate myself for thinking of it.
Exactly.
Here are 3 things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
A guy in Oregon had his car stolen, but later asked for the charges against the car stealer to be dropped.
Why?
Apparently, it was an old beat-up car, and he actually had a bumper sticker on that says, the book value of my car is one Mountain Dew Baja Blast. And so I guess he got the car back. The insurance company decided to total it, gave him like $1,700 for his car.
Wow.
But then he wanted the charges against the thief to be dropped after he was given a Baja Blast.
Oh, so he really got what he wanted out of it.
But then he tried it and he said that he didn't like it that much.
What? He wanted a Baja Blast but didn't know what it tasted like?
Yeah, he would have the sticker on his car.
Oh my gosh, Baja Blasts are so good.
They are delicious. So the boring tunnel that is supposed to go from the airport to downtown and is, I guess, under construction, the Boring Company itself has purchased property on Murfreesboro Road near Briley Parkway. They don't say why they paid $1 million for this less than an acre plot of land.
Of course.
But if it is where people would get into the Teslas to go downtown, it is a 4.5 mile drive from the terminal.
So they've obviously thought this really through really well.
Everything about this just says, man, that's smart thinking.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where all the mole people just come up for air every once in a while.
That's got to be.
When they're digging the tunnel.
That's got to be. Oh, man. Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Well, as if Crocs couldn't get any uglier, T-Pain has now teamed up with them, and they're releasing Boots with the Fur after his song in 2008.
But they're Crocs with the Fur?
They're Crocs with the Fur.
Low.
But they look like they go up to your waist. They're covered in like leopard, I'm sure, faux fur. But these are nasty. I've posted a picture on our Facebook page, Totally Hits 93.3, for you to take a look because they're just god-awful.
And they also, well, they're so big. They look like they would weigh 100 pounds each. You'd be walking through the club like Frankenstein.
Oh, and they'd be hot. Like, you can't tell me that these would be.
Looks like the giant boots that, like, you know, Gene Simmons would wear when he's dressed up with Kiss.
Yes, right? Just
they're
terrible.
Just awful. What are we doing today, guys?
I have a relatively quiet afternoon going to the gym, and then my friends are coming over. We're doing the movie review podcast, Untitled Film Project podcast. Going to record some things. I'll give you a super quick review.
Yeah.
Smashing Machine. Tron. Ugh.
That looks terrible.
Yeah.
And House of Dynamite. Pretty good.
Okay.
All right. Check. Yeah. had a busy weekend myself, so I'm going to be doing a few things. I have to go to the grocery store and buy a few things. Plus, I have to go get an estimate at the body shop for what my grandson calls the Crashmobile.
Nice.
Which is my car.
So things are moving along, at least.
Yeah, they are moving along.
That's good.
Yeah. I'll be taking e-bike just to work pretty soon.
I think I'm going to go home and take a nap.
Nice.
Go to the gym, have a couple meetings. Just kind of a low-key day for me today.
Okay. We'll be back here tomorrow morning. We'll see you here. Actually, we won't see you. You'll just hear us. We'll be disembodied voices again here tomorrow. Woody and Jim Totally Hits 93.3 FM.